ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Kinim is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Meseches Kinim. We're starting the Mesechta. It starts in Daf Chav Beis. It's a hemshech to the Dafim of Meseches Me'ilah. That's how it was printed. The Mishnah says, Chatas Aif Nasis Lamatan, V'chatas Behem Lamalan. When you have a chatas aif, a bird chatas, that's done on the lower half of the mizbeach. The avodas adam of the chatas aif is done on the lower half of the mizbeach. The chatas behema, the avodas adam of the chatas behema lamalan is on the upper half. And the mefarish says the joshes, by the chatas behema, he says it has to be done on the gufa shel keren. It's actually a machlokes tanon. But either way, according to everyone, it certainly has to be done on the upper half of the mizbeach. Oyla Saif Nasal Lamalan. The Oyla Saif is done on the upper half of the Mizbech, and the Oyla's Behema Lamatan. See, by Behemis, every carbon is actually done on the lower half, with the exception of Chatas. Chatas Behema is the only carbon that's Behema, it's done on the upper half. Every other carbon is done through Shvicha or Zrika from the Kli onto the wall of the Mizbech on the lower half, either on the corner, the two opposite corners, or just one connected to your side, and the chatas is done with the finger of the kayin on the keren of the, on the top of the keren, or according to some tanon, on the corner, even not on the top keren, but on the upper half. By the eif, it's the opposite. There's only two types of carbon eif, chatas and eila, but the chatas is done on the lower half, and the hazah and the mitzui, and the eila, the malika, and the mitzui is done on the upper half of the mizbech. Vimshina b'zeo b'zeo pasul. And if you change, if you did by behemis, if you did the chatas lamata or the oil lamala, or by eifis the other way, if you did the chatas lamala or the oil lamata, it becomes pasul. Now this Mishnah is an introduction to Meseches Kinim, because Meseches Kinim is primarily about if the birds got mixed up, if the oil and the chatas got mixed up, or you had the kanstuma, where either one of the two birds, either one of them could be an oila or a chatas, but they can't both be an oila. So if two different kinim get mixed up, well, like we'll see, you could have a number of birds, you could have four kinim together, and then any one of these eight birds, four of them could be oila, four of them could be chatas, but not more. So the Mishnah has to start off by saying that the avoda of the chatas and the oila are not the same, because if they were the same, so if a chatas and an oila would get mixed up, so you'd be able to bring both of them, wouldn't matter which one's the chatas and which one's the oila, they have an identical aveda. And also, if you accidentally thought that the chatas was the oila or the oila was the chatas, the kohen didn't realize, he did all of them as a chatas or all of them as an oila, would make a difference. If the aveda is the same, as long as he wasn't mechaven on a chatas the shame oila, that would be a problem with shalei lishma. By a chatas would be pasul, by a oila would be leil lebal l'shem chayva. But that's if he did it lehedi l'shem chatas l'shem oila. But this easy, he could just do it stam, and then it wouldn't matter if it's a chatas or an oila. So that's why the Mishnah is starting off to say no. Chatas and oila are very different. They're two different things. A chatas has to be done bedafka lamata, and an oila has to be done bedafka lamala. And if you changed it, it's pasul. And that's hakdama number one for the entire Masechta, that if it gets mixed up, then we have to know what's the chatas, what's the oila, how many birds could have been a chatas, how many birds could have been an oila, to know which ones are kasher and which ones are pasul. So I saw in the Sefer Yorikinai, the Pirish Nifla that's printed in the Mishnais, that Ishtelzich, there are a number of other differences between chatas and oila. First of all, there's the malika. By chatas aif, there's a din. In chatas aif, it says in the pasuk lo yavdol. You're not allowed to separate entirely the head from the guf. According to Moshe Shainin, the malika of chatas aif, you just cut with your thumb through the shedra, the mefrekis, and then one of the simanim, the kana and the veshet, you only do one of the simanim. You cannot do two simanim because that would be called avdola. The Rambam holds you could do two simanim, you just have to leave the head attached to the goof. But either way, chata sa'if, it says, lo yavdol, you cannot do malika. Ayla sa'if, you have to bedafka do havdola, you have to cut the mefrekis and both simanim, and according to the Rambam, completely sever the head. The words lo yavdol that's written by Ela Saif means is going on the shesia. After you did the avodas adam, you separate, you rip apart the animal, and that's lo yavdol. But the malika is done through avdola. And the Mishnah says at the end of the sixth parak in Tzvachim, if you hivdol b'chatas, or lo hivdol b'ilam, it's possible. So that's one chilek in the avodah. Now another one is, in the avodas adam, the chatas is done hazah. The ikra avodah sadam by the chatas is hazah. You take the goof of the oif, and you maza the dam with the goof of the oif onto the mizbech, and then, Hanisha b'dam yimotzel yisayid mizbech, according to most Tanam, that's not ma'akiv, that's like shvicha shirayim, after you do hazah, that's the avodah sadam, and the mitzui is already not ma'akiv. By Eilu Sa'if, there is no hazah, the avodah sadam is mitzui. Now, if you did not do hazah by Echata Sa'if, or if you did hazah, but no mitzui by Eilu Sa'if, then you didn't do the avodah sadam properly, and that would also be basal. Now, also another difference is afterwards, that the Eilu Sa'if is completely burnt. You remove the mura and the naitza, the gizzard and the crab, and you throw that in the makam adeshin, and then you completely burn the eif. Mashegin, the chatas eif, ein lemizbeach el adama. The chatas eif is completely eaten. You don't put any part of the chatas eif in the mizbeach. The kahanim eat whatever is edible in the chatas eif. So he's mayrach to explain why each of these chalukim wouldn't make such a big difference, at least according to some tanan, they wouldn't. There's a tana that says that you could be mavdil by chatas eif. Liavdil just means you don't have to be mavdil. And as far as the hazah and the mitzui, perhaps you could do both. You could do both hazah and mitzui. Well, at least there might be one tana that would hold that way. Like if this is arev dam oyle b'dam chatas, you could put it both lamala and lamata. Well, that was a shayla, so why can't you do it both lamala and lamata? He has a whole discussion about it and about whether you're going to eat it or be makter it. That might not be a reason not to bring it lechatchila. Maybe just bring it and don't do either eating or the akhtara. Lulei Dvarev, I would clear to say that maybe any chinami. Avada, there are other chalukim, and avada, the other chalukim would make a difference. And avada, when the kayin does, as the Mishnayis would say, if he did them lamata, it means with the avoid of the chata saif. And when the Mishnah says he did it lamala, it means with the avoid of the oila saif. And not only the fact that it was done lamala or lamata, that's not the only problem. There could be other problems as well. But for the purpose of our Masechta, the Mishnah didn't have to go through all the prate dinim of Chata Saif and Ola Saif, that the Malika is different, that the Avodah Sadam is different. It's just very simple to just make the location different, Lamala and Lamata, and that way, any time you want to say that he did it like a Chatas, just say Lamata, and any time you want to say he did it like an Ola, just say Lamala. And of course, that would include the other avodas of the chatas and other avodas of the oila. But this is a way that the Mishnah wouldn't have to be ma'irich so much. That's what I would think is mistaba. Now, another nekuda, the Mishnah does say, b'negei the chiluk of lamala and lamata, imshina b'zeo b'zez pasul. Now, the Mishnah in Zvachim, in the second perek, on daf chavav, talks about if you put the nitanim lamata lamala and the nitanim lamala lamata, we're talking about a behema, the Mishnah says that it's pasul. And the Gemara is a machlekes there, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, if it's pasul agamri, because you put the dam in the wrong place, so it's pasul agamri, but Shmuel says it's not. It's pasul meaning that you're not allowed to eat the basar, or be makta the emirim, or by oila be makta the evarim, but the balaman is kapru. Shmuel there, chavavim and days and zvachim, learns out from the pasuk, Fanina sata v'cha al mizbech l'chaper, kevin shagia dam l'mizbech m'chaper, but it was only l'kapara and not anything else. So there's a bezunder a din that the carbon will be m'chaper no matter where the dam comes onto the mizbech. Shleibim kaimei kivim kaimei dami. So the Mishnah says pasul. That means pasul to eat the basar, or who had din to be makter, the emirim. So Taisus in Zvachim, on daf samach vav, in the bottom, he says that who would din this Mishnah that says, Mshina b'zeo b'zeo apostle, who would din by Eila saif, and Chata saif, if you did it in the wrong place in the Mizbech, apostle just means that you can't eat the basar, or be makter the emrim by the Eila. But, according to Shmuel, if the man the Yama of Shleibim Kaimei Kim Kaimei Dami, the man the Yama that says that when the Adam hits the Mizbech in the wrong place, it's still in the Tzchaper, Kevin Shigi Adam the Mizbech Mizchaper, so who would then hear, the Pasul would just mean the Basar or the Emrim, it would not mean the Achila. But the Shita Mekevetzes brings, over there, V'Oideh Shleimer, that the din of Anina Satucha Mizbech Lechap is talking about a behema. It's not talking about a knife. So therefore, the din of Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami, the din of Kevin Shigia Dam Lemizbech Mechaper, is dafka by a behema, by a oila sa'if or a chata sa'if. If it's in the wrong place, it's possible gamri. So it's a machlekes rishonim. Now, a few times in this mesechta, when it's mentioned that one of the kinim are going to be possible, if we're talking about two different women who needed the kan, and only one of them is possible, so the Rishayim say, okay, so then they'll bring together a cane, and mimasna, that who's ever needed it, will go to them. So I was clarifying, maybe this is not like Tesis, maybe the Rishayim who read Ice over here, that they'll be masna, hold that you don't say, Shalayim kaimikim kaimidami by Eifais. Unless you say, like I said earlier, that the Mishnah is just using one example of the difference between the Chattis and the Oila, that's Lamal and Lamat, and it's only meant as one example. When the Mishnayis discuss a Kayan doing more of them Lamala than he should, or more of them Lamata he should, Avada that would include the ones that he did Lamata, he did completely like a Chattis Aif, he did the Malika without Avdala. The ones he did Lamala, he did completely like an Oila Saif, he did the Malika with Avdala. So anyway, it would be possible to be a chattas aif if it's an oilo, or to be an oilo saif if it's a chattas. There's a very geschmackish stickle from the Brisker Rav on this topic. It's in Hilchas Chedushim and Rizal Levi, Hilchas Psulim Mekdashim. It's on page Mem Hay of the Sefer. It's not in any Rambam, it's on the Gemara. That the Brisker Rav wants to say that the whole shmuz that Taisus is saying, that if you hold shleim kaimikim kaimedami, it would be kosher, just the basa would be possible to eat, but the bailam will be neskaper, just like by behema, he tainis, that would only be by chattas, not by oila saif. There'd be a chilek chattas aif that you did lamala, and oila saif that you did lamata. And the chilek is like this. By chattas aif, Zakti Biskarov, there the din lamata is, the din in the Aveda Sadat. The hazor has to hit the mizbech on the lower part of the mizbech. It's the same din like by Zrika. Where there's a din, the Avodah Sadam, the Zrika has to be done, the Dam has to go on the Mizbech at a certain point. So there's a din, that Anina Satal Mizbech Lechaper, Kevin Shigi Adam LeMizbech Mechaper, that even though there is a din mitzad the kashrus of the carbon for Achila, or for Aktaris Emrim, mitzad the Ikka din Zrika of the carbon, you need a certain part of the Mizbech, but for the Kaparis Habailim, if you're not going to eat the carbon just for the kabaris of Balaam alone, anayi din, anayi chiddish, anayi nisatav al-mizbech lechap, but any time the dam hits any part of the mizbech, that would cause a kapara to the Balaam. Mashenge by oila saif, there's not only a din, there's a din lamashal that the malika has to also be lamala, and there's a din that the mitzvah has to be lamala. Zok the biskarov, the Gemara learns out from the Rishayim here, the Mefarish, the Taisus brings down the Drasha, Umalak the Hikter, Ma'akhtar of Reisha Shemazbech, Abmalika of Reisha Shemazbech, and then Umitza is a din that the Mitzah has to be in the same Makam as the Malika. So, Akhtar Biskirov, it's not only a din, Mitzad, where the Dam has to go on the Mizbech. It's a Kviyas Makam Mitzad, the Etzim Avoida, like Malika. Malika has nothing to do with the Dam. Malika has to be where the Kain has to be standing, in order to be mekayim the avoid of Malika. Zok de biskarov a chiddush, who then the mitzvah is also that way. The mitzvah of the oila sa'if that has to be lamala is not a din where the dam has to go. It's a din where the kayin has to be standing in order to do the avoid of mitzvah. And it means l'chayr a very starker ayah to this yisayin from the Gemara in Me'ila, Daf Gimel. The Gemara is discussing kachim sheshachtam bedarim. Is a din that kachim have to be shachtan b'tzafen. What if you shachtan them b'darim? Is there a din of emol l'yerdu? Is that called psula b'kaydish? Machlekes Rabbi Nev Yosef there, if you say no, it's kamandachan kinu dami, Rabbi said, it's like you strangled it. It's not a shchita b'chlal, it's like you didn't do an avodah shchita b'chlal. So the Gemara asks a kasha from oila sa'if, that since the Mishnah says that a oila sa'if, which is done Lumata is metame begadim abeis abliya. It's not metame begadim abeis abliya. I mean, it's not called a nevelas oif. The way it works is, if you have an oif that's pasul, even though it's pasul, you can't eat it, but it's not metame begadim abeis abliya. It doesn't have a din of a nevelas oif to be metame begadim. By a nevela of an oif tar, the halacha is, it's not tame when you touch it, it's metame if you eat it. That's called abeis abliya. It's metame begadim abeis abliya. So if you have a carbon oif, which is pasul, it's still not going to be time to go on the base of bliya, unless it's so completely pasul that it's not a carbon altogether. So the Gemara brought a raya. Since you see by a oilas oif that was done lamata, that it's time to go on the base of bliya, it's a raya that kachim that was shechted the darim are also going to be a mol layerdu. That's be'erech the Gemara's raya. The Gemara vibes tiyufta the rabbi tiyufta. So v'erech the brisker of, what's the shaila? If you're going to say that the problem with the oil sa'if that you did lamata, you'll have a din of shleim kaimik and kaimidami and the baal being a skaper, so then, of course it's not matayim gonna be sublia. It's actually, the carbon is pasul lagabi the akhtara, lagabi the achila, if it'll be a chatas in the wrong place, but it's miskaper for the baalim, so of course it's not nevela. So elamai, the Gemara's medama, the malika that's done lamata, the oil saif that's done lamata, is like kachet kachim sheshachtem bedarim. It's in the wrong makay. It's a makam for avoda. That's the Gemara's raya. That you see when a carbon is done in the wrong makay, does it have a din that it's not even psula bekaidish as kamandach and kinudami? Well, no, it's a psul. But it's a psulei bekaidish. It would ainem etamim begadim abeis abliya. But you see from there that it's zicha a worse psul than just a dam going shleim kaima. You wouldn't be able to say shleim kaima kim kaima dami. Chaya very shtark araya. So lefi zeh, like we said, legabe the chatas ha'if that the azal was done. Lumala, there we have a machlokes. Taisus and the shittim lekibetzes brings from the oidei shleima. Have a machlokes two terutzim and taisis. Do you say shleim kaim and kaim adami dafka by behemis or even by eifis? But legade oila that was done lamata, the biskirav brings a raya, that's not a problem with the dam. That's a problem that void is not done in the right makim. So since that void is not being done in the right makim, it's like kachet kachim sheshachtem bedarim, like smavurim ila daf gimel. So then you can't say shleim kaim and kaim adami, and it would be pasul according to everyone. And now let's see the Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah says, say the kinim kachi. How does the kinim work? Hachayva echad chatas v'echad oila, benedarim, u'menedaves kulan oilis. There are two types of kinim. Two types of pairs of birds that make up a carbon. One is a chayva, and there's a chiv to bring a pair of birds. So there, like the Mepharshim explained, the Zav and the Zava have to bring a pair of birds. A Zav and a Zava have no carbon asher. Everybody, any Zav or Zava that has to bring a carbon at the end of their Ziva, when they had three Rias, they have to bring two birds. There's no other carbon. Both an asher and ani bring two birds. And then you have Tumas Mikdash Rekachav and Shmias Kail and Bita Susayim. That's a carbon Eile V'Yered. And also a Yoledes, in that case an Asher would bring a Chatas, and an Ani would bring two birds, Echad La'ila, V'Echad L'Chatas. Also when Azutami brings two birds to start his Naziris again. And these all, when it's a Chayva, it's Echad La'ila, V'Echad L'Chatas, and when it's an Adava, they're both Eilois. There's an interesting Ibn Ezra, in Parshas Vayikra, by Karban Eile V'Yerid, it's Perikei, Pasuk Zayin, that says the reason why there, Karban Eile V'Yerid, and by Yeledes, the Asher brings a Chatas, and the Ani brings the Echad La'ila V'Echad L'Chatas, why would he bring an extra Karban Eile? So the Ibn Ezra says, it's Keneged the Emrim. Like we said before, a Chatas, a Oif, nothing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So a Chatas, a Oif, always comes along together with an Eile Saif, that's like the Emrim. Just like when you bring a chatas, there's a part that's eaten by the kanim, and the chaylev, and the yaseris, and the klayis are burnt on the mizbeach. Hence the Amrim. So by Echadas, when nothing is burned on the Mizbech, Ein Mizbech al Adama, by Echadas Aif, you'd have to bring an Eilas Aif to be B'makam the Amrim. It was a very interesting Ar Sameach that he brings this Ibn Ezra. He goes with it different Svaris, why the Eilas Aif would have a Din Amrim, and Minaf Kaminas Alacha, the Ar Sameach is in Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel. And in the Miluim, he writes that the Rashi was asked, it's a Tshuvas Rashi with Siman Reisha in Vav, that the Gemara in Chulin, the Girsa that we have, is that there was a Havamina that Eila Sa'if could be done by night. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ayit says, B'yayim Sa'vaisai? And the Gemara says, that would only be by Chanta Sa'if and not by an Eila Sa'if. So the Rashi was asked, why should an Eila Sa'if be different? Why would be the Havamina could be done by night? And the Rashi would change the Girsa in the Gemara because it is Kasha. So the Ar Sameach says, Amrim could be burnt by night. If the site of the Eila Saif is Bemis and the Amrim of the Chata Saif, there would be a Havamina, just like Amrim could be burnt by night, the Eila Saif could be done by night. And it's brought an interesting story in the Akdama to the Saif in Makar Baruch. It was written, the Makar Baruch was written by Reb Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. The Akdama was written by Reb Chaim Stein, who knew the Mechaber of the Makar Baruch, and the Mechaber told him once that he was by Reb Meir Simcha, and Reb Meir Simcha was very, very happy. And he said, it was in Schadish Simadav and Nifla Mitashal Terim, and he fell asleep, and he saw in the Pamayi Shamala that the Rishainim were discussing that there's no one in the world that could say Epis a good Zach Lamitashal Terim, and the Rajba says there is. In Dvinsk, there's someone that was Mechavim Tamitashal Terim more than me, because he said the Pshad in the Gemara in Chulin that the Havman at the Eilah Sa'if could be brought by night is because it blames the Amirim of the Chata Sa'if. As I bring Rav Chaim Stein the Maisa, I'll come upon him. Maisa is just the Echetim, so help remember the Yisayid, that this is the Yisayid that Rav Meir Simcha uses. It's in the other kashas that it answers, that the Eila Saif could be as Mekusha with the Chata Saif. It vibes like the Amrim of the Chata Saif. So it's like a Shmak Ishtuka from the Brisker Rav, that the Mishnah says that by a Kinei Nedava, they're both Eilais. So as I, maybe you learn that be'etzim, by nedava, there's no real such thing as a kan. There's no such thing, be'etzim, as a kain nedava. There's a din that you bring an eilas aif. And if you bring two eilas, you bring two eilas aif. But the Brisker Rav wrote, and Kumi will speak about it then, that in the end of the Masechta of Kinim, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, there's the halacha, if someone makes a nether to bring a kain of Nadava, he has to bring the two birds from the same min, either both Tayyim or both Bnei Yaina. So, and he says, because the mission says in the second parak, Ein Mevinim Tayyim Keneged Bnei Yaina, V'loi Bnei Yaina Keneged Tayyim. That when you have a chiv to bring two birds, you can't bring one of them a Tayyim, one a Bnei Yaina. Either have to be both Tayyim or both Bnei Yaina. There's a Tayyim's Kainim, it learns that from a pasuk, Echad Lachatas Ve'echad Oila, that Mimin Chatas Tavi Oila. So Brisker Rav is bothered, that's by carbon chayva. It's one chiv to bring a chatas and an oila. So you could say that the chiv is to bring the two birds from the same min. But by kinei nedava, so you made a nedva to bring two birds. How could there be a din that they both have to be from the same min? So the Brisker Rav says, v'emesin the Gemara increases daf tes. It's talking about a ger. That a ger is mechuyiv to bring a carbon. He's mechuyiv to bring either an oil or a shlamim, and he could even bring an oif. Minayin l'rabbis is a oif, tamalayim ishirech nechayach l'Hashem, he could bring an oif. And the Gemara says he can't bring one preda. He can't bring just one bird. He has to bring at least two birds, because l'imitzina b'chala terikula. We don't find b'chala terikula that you bring one bird. So the Gemara asks, it says you learn that from a pasuk. Since it says the hikriv, that would mean that you'd have to bring two birds. But since it says v'ikriv voy, bring it, that's marba, they even could bring one bird. So you see, you could bring one bird. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's by an adava. By a chayva, you never find one bird. And even though you led us, you only bring one bird for a chatas, but that's because there you bring a keves loyla. By a led us ashira. Now Rashi there says that the hikriv would be mashma carbon shalim, and the hikrivai teaches you that you could bring only one preda. As Akhti Biskarav, the Gemara, or particularly the Rashi that says the hikriv means a carbon shalim, is mashma that be'etzim, even when you're bringing carbon and dava, the carbon is two birds. That is the chefs of a carbon knife. The chefs of a carbon knife is two birds, even by a carbon and dava. Granted, by nedava is exerius akasav, you don't need the full carbon. The krivai even pray da'achas, but it's not telling you the carbon is a pray da'achas. It's telling you the carbon be'etzim is two birds. Navas, by carbon nedava, you can bring a half a carbon, you can bring one bird. By chayva meal le'ashkechan, by chayva, you always have, you didn't have to bring a full carbon, you have to bring two birds. So mele zaktibis rav, since it's really essentially one carbon of two birds, so it makes sense to say that the din of eimavien tar keneged ben yaino, or ben yaino keneged tar, is not only echad ayil and echad chatas, where the drush is, it's who within any time you bring a carbon of two birds, the two birds have to be the same din. And he teaches, the Rambam makes a big deal, this big chiddush, that there's such a thing called the carbon shutfim, and even if the shutfim in one bird, then there could be a carbon shutfim. It's actually the Mishnah Menachas Daf Kav Dalid, that even you could bring a carbon shutfim even if it's one bird. And Shaila is, what's the difference if you bring a carbon shutfim one bird or two birds? If you're going to say that there's no such thing as a cain in regard to carbon adava, so if you're a shutif in two birds, then you could be a shutif in one bird. That means you're a shutif in each bird. But once we're saying that, no, birds be'etzim are two birds. That's what the carbon is. And there's a special chiddush hakar, you could bring a half a carbon. So then you have to say that's the chiddush, that even when you bring a half a carbon, there could be a shutfis in that. He said afterwards, someone showed him the Kiryas Sefer from the Mabit. And Eilus Ria, the Rambam says you could bring an Eilus Saif for an Eilus Ria. You could bring birds as an Eilus Ria. And the Kiryas Sefer from Mabit says, but you have to bring two. Because the Gemara in Krisus Daf Tes says that by chayva le'ashkechan, by chayva you never find that it's less than two, and elasri is a chayva, so it can't be less than two. He said, it's mamish zizmart. The etzim, the din is two. That's what the carbon is. Now by nedavis and schadish a din that you can bring half the carbon by chayva le'ashkechan. That's the din that a ger needs two. Anytime there's a carbon chayva with birds, there's no chiddush akra that you can bring one. Al-Kabanim, it's very meduyik in the Mishnah. Say the kinim kachu, achay ve'echa chantis ve'echad oyla, benedoyim benedov eskul and oylois, that there is a din kain by nedoyim benedovis. There is a din of two birds. If there's no din of two birds, so what do you mean by nedoyim benedovis, kul and oylois? There's no kinim b'chlal by nedoyim benedovis. Terry says, no, there is. That's the carbon. There's glad the chiddush, you could bring one bird. But the din is to bring two birds. The etzim carbon, the carbon shalim, like Rashi says, is two birds. By a carbon chayva, it's echad chatas v'echad ayla. By a carbon nedava, neder and nedava, then it's shneim ayleis. Now the Mishnah goes vaitav. Ma bein nedarim le nedavis, ela she nedarim meisu e nigdavu chaya b'echad yusam, nedavis meisu e nigdavu eina chaya b'echad yusam. The Gemara brings down this Mishnah in Megillah, and there it says, Minan imili, it's on Daf Ches in Megillah, the Tanur Rabbanan, v'nirtz loy l'chaper olav, Reb Shimon ay me'esha olav chaya bach yusay, v'esha eina olav eina chaya bach yusay. And the Gemara says, Rashi explains that it's, the drasha is, v'nirtz loy, when is it ritzoy l'chaper olav, when there's actually a kapara. And otherwise there's no ritzoy. But that's only by olav, only when it's chayav b'chiyusay. And the Gemara says, "My mashma." And it was, "Where is it mashma that olav means achiyav v'chrais?" Arme bitzik b'avdimi kevin dama olav command the kana tas kasve dami. Since he said olav are alai, so then it's as if he's holding it, as if it's loaded on his shoulders. So it's mashma from Rashi that the Gemara wanted to know: how do you know that you chayav v'chrais for a neder? And once you have a pasuk saying yichayev achrayis for a neder, my mashmitz dafka by a neder, dafka when it's olav, because olav is commanded to anak hasvidami, so olav is mashma dafka by a neder. Mizak dibit from the brisker rav, it's brought in the sefer minchas avram in zvachim daf samach zayin, but they say it in the shir in brisk. That what's the pshat? What's the chiddush b'chlal of the mishnah, and why do we need a drasha sakra? L'charis parshat azach, and that is when you say harei olai. When you say a re'alai, you mechuyiv, you have to make sure that the carbon is brought. You have a chiyiv to bring the carbon. If the carbon is nigdav ein eved, Avada, you still weren't Mekayim Yeneder, so you're still a Mechayiv. Mashenkin and Dava, I said, Erezu. I say, Erezu. So this should be a carbon. If it's Nigniv in Evet, so I'm Einis. Why should I bring another carbon? I said, this should be the carbon. What's the Chiddush B'chlal of the Mishnah? And why do we need a Pasuk for him? So the Brisker Rav said, as I, there's a Tais in Chul Nef Chavezim and Beis, and also a Rashi in Chul and Kuflam and Tesim and Aleph, that says that the kiyum of the neder is when you bring it to the Azara. When you bring the carbon to the Azara and gave it to a kayin, your job is done and you mekayin the neder. So the Mishnah Melech in Maisik Abanis, Perik Yedalid, he asks Akasha, it says that kol akashim shenizvichu shloy lishman are not oil lebaal mashem chayva. A kasher, but they're not oil lebaal mashem chayva. So that means you'd have to bring another carbon. But why? If the carbon was nishchet shaloi lishman, he obviously brought it to the Azara. If he brought it to the Azara, so why was in the Yetzir's nether? And he says, it's mefurish in the Rambam, that misses the kamerayis, that avad if he had a nether, and the carbon ended up being pasul, he has to still be mekayim his nether. What's the pshat in Rashi and Taisus that say that the kiyum nether is when you bring it to the Azara? So the Brisker Rav said, that faket. Avada the kiyum neder is when you brought it to the Azara, you mekayim your neder. You're not mechuyev to do anymore. But there's an ayadin. There's a chiyev achrayis. And that's what you learn from the pasuk. That's the venir saloy l'chaparol of the Rashi says that you're not getting the ritzi until the actual kapara. Without the pasuk, I would say, hayesa neder is only to bring it to the Azara. After you brought it to the Azara, you did your job. Everything else is already the kayin's responsibility. So I have a kiyum and a neder. Kamash Malon, no, that there's a chiyav achrayis. The Rav says, the Rambam says in Perek de Zayin Hilchas Maisa Kabanas Halacha Zayin, if you say Areyele Oila and your mafish is shown and was stolen, you could bring a set. What's the chiddush? You didn't say the Oila should be a shor or a set. You could have originally been mafish a set. What's the chiddush just because you were mafish a shor that now the chiddush that you can bring a set? So Zak de Biskrav Einein Advarim. Because Yechiv to bring another one is not only Mitzad the original Nether. And other rabbis, sometimes it's Bechlal not Mitzad the original Nether. Because once you brought it to the Azara, you ain't the original Nether. Yechiv to bring the carbon is Mitzad Achrayis. So you would think, since you were Mafresh Ashar, so the Nether originally became the Shar, so maybe the Achrayis is also to bring a Shar like the one that's lost. Kamashmul Achrayis doesn't work that way. Achrayis only is to bring the carbon. Doesn't have to be that Achrayis doesn't become a part if it's a shor or a seh. That doesn't go yerayin in the Achrayis. But now it's very good. The reason why I need the pasuk v'nirtz loy l'chaper olav is because bemetzin you mekayim in edu when you brought it to the Azara, you're only mechuyiv if now afterwards it gets messed up. Afterwards it gets lost to aver or nifsal. So then you have a nayachiv. The chiv is mitzad Achrayis, not mitzad the original neder. And the behavim in the Achiyav Achrayis is by Nadav also. It's not Achiyav Achrayis. Kamashmon, Allah, commanded Tana Kasvidami that the din v'nirtzaloy l'chap, that he need the kapar in order to have a kiyam and a nedda. Otherwise, it's Achiyav Achrayis. It's nafka my nedda, not by Nadav. That's the shtickle from the Brisker Rav. And now let's go right to Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Chatash nesarev v'oilu v'oilu shnesarev v'chatas, afilu echad b'ribo yamusu kulon. If you have a chatas and a oil that gets mixed up, it's after the Mishnah already said this hakdama, that a chatas and a oil are done differently, and every kinei chayva has a chatas and a oil. If a chatas and a oil get mixed up by eifes, there's nothing you could do. You cannot be makriv any of them, because you're not allowed to be makriv a chatas with the avoid of the oil. You're not allowed to be makriv the oil with the avoid of the chatas. By behemoth, there's an eitz of you actually is stayev. You can wait for a mum and be paid to them, and then say that wherever the chatas is, it's nifta on this animal, and wherever the oil is, it's nifta on the other animal. But by eifus, ain't bidyu by eifus, so there's no eitz of everything has to be killed. And then the Mishnayis start talking about if a chatas or an oila gets nesarev into a kain or several kinim, and who adin if several kinim on nitzarev, one with the other. And Akdama, what you have to realize is by kinim, there's a kain stuma and a kain mefereshes. A kain mefereshes is when you decided, you said that this bird should be the chatas, and this bird should be the oila, and then the chatas will remain the chatas no matter what. the Eila will remain an Eila no matter what. But then you have a Kain Stuma. The Kain Stuma is, you have the two birds, one of them is a Chatas, one's an Eila, but it's not Mefurish. In other words, it's not clear. There is no designation which one's a Chatas or which one's the Eila. And if the birds were Hukdish Metchila without being Mefurish, so then the Gemara says they can only be Misparish Ayidei the Asiyas Kayin. Whichever one the Kayin does the Avoid of the Chatas to, that automatically becomes the Chatas, and whichever one the Kayin does the Aveda of the Eila, that automatically becomes the Eila. See, the first Yisrael, you have to know, learning Masechtas Kinim is, that there's such a thing called Kedusha Stuma. There's a Kedusha which is not Mavur. And that's how it is by the birds, where you have that one's a Chatas and one's an Eila, but it's Stuma. We don't know which one's the Chatas, which one's the Eila. Not only we don't know, it's not designated. It's Be'etzer, not Mavur. Either one could be the Chatas, either one could be the Eila. You have this Musig, Lamashal by the Shnei Sirei of Yom Kippurim, that you bring two Sirim, one of them is the Chatas, and one of them is Azazel, and it's not Mavur. Whichever the girl comes out to the Chatas will be the Chatas. Whichever the girl comes out to Azazel will be the Azazel. And that's why, even though they have Kedusha's carbon beforehand, but Kumbi, there's no din of Shkutei Chutz Lamashal, because we don't know that it's going to be, that this one's going to be the Chatas. It's Be'etzim, not Mavur. The Kedusha of the Shnei Sirim is that one's a Chatas and one's not. One's Lashem and one's Lazozim, and it's not Mavur. And that's the same thing by the Shnei Kinim. Now, Be'etzim, it's Mavur. In the Sugya, in Yuma Daf Mem Aleph, and in Nazir Daf Chav Zayin, that you could have a Kedusha She'enim Mavureris with other Karbanis as well. The Moshel there it discusses the idea of someone being mafresh mois, a nazir being mafresh mois on the zirusai. If a nazir says, this mois should be for my karbanis nazir, he has to bring a shlamim and a chatas and an oila, and he's mafresh mois, and the mois get kedushas karban. When you're mafresh mois to be an oila, so the mois has kedushas oila, and you can only use the money to buy an oila. And when you buy the oila, the kedusha of the oila comes from the money, goes on the behema. But here, the money has Kedusha of all three Karbanis, and it's not Mavur which ones. And it's Mavur in the Rishenim that you could do with the Behemoth as well. Then Taisus there in Nazir Daf Rav Zayin, and then the Taisus Yeshanim and the Ridvan in Yuma Daf Mem Aleph, you could have that Musik by Behemoth also. Let's say somebody would set Harei Alai Shlomim, and he wants to bring a Kitzvah for a Shlomim. And also happens to be that he owes a kisa for a chatas. He did an aveira, which is chayev a chatas. And he goes to two sheep, two female sheep, and he says, these should be for my chatas and my shlomim. These should be for my chiyuve karbanis. He doesn't say which one should be for which. So they're both karbanis. They have kedushas aguf. That one's a chatas, one's a shlomim, and it's not mavura which ones. Now, by the birds, Rav Chisda says a chiddush, he learns it out from a pasuk, we'll speak about it, there's a Gemara in several places, in Yuma that we mentioned, in Erev in Daf Lamed Zayin, that Om Rav Chisda, ein ekinim esparishim ella, blokichas bailam ve basiyas kayin. Which means like this, if you take money, and you say, areza lechevasi, he owes a kyan, one a chadas, one a ayla, and he takes money, he says, this should be muktish shumai chiyiv. So the money is stuma. When you have money that has kedusha's damim for a carbon, so you buy a carbon with the money, and the money, the kedusha gets transferred to the carbon. He buys the birds, so at that time, if he decides that he's going to make one of the birds a chatas and one of the birds an oila, so it's a sparish. That's called the kame mefereshes. One's a chatas, one's an oila. But if he doesn't do it at that time, he leaves the bird stuma, so he cannot be mefereshed it afterwards. There's no din pirish anymore. The only way we're going to know that one's a chatas, one's an oil is basiyas kayin. Whichever one the kayin does for a chatas, that automatically will be a chatas. Whichever one the kayin does for an oil would automatically be an oil. And there's no way for there to be mefarish it any other way. That's Rav Chisda saying. So machlokes rishonim in the Taisus and Nazir Daf Chav Zayin, if by behemis, it would also be that way. Maybe by behemoth you could be mefarishit. You don't need a siyas kain. Maybe the din is only by birds. Or maybe it's also by behemoth, the Taisa Shanim and the Ridvan, you must say it's also by behemoth. It's by any Kedusha Stuma. If you're not mefarish it when you first buy the behemoth and transfer the Kedusha's Damim onto the Kedusha Saguf, if you're not mefarish it then you leave it Stuma, you cannot be mefarish it later. You need the Asiyas Kain to make the Pirish. Shei Mekavetzes in Krisus Daf Yudbeis, it's the same Gemara as Yuma Daf Hamalev says the same thing. But Taisin Naz, like we said, Daf Chav Zayin has a machlekes about it. Taisus in Zvachim Daf Samach Zayin is also mashmitz dafka by birds, not by behemoths. By behemoths, you would be able to mafarish it, even without a siyas kain. There's also a shtickle shayl if the money itself you could be mafarish. Pashtus, the money you could be mafarish. If you mafarish the money kolshken, if you say this money is for the oil, this money is for the chatas, you don't need the kichas vayim is only when the money is not mafarish. And then the Lekichas Bailam, that's when you could be Mefarish, and if not, then you need a Siyas Kayin. Some want to learn in the Rambam not that way. Then Kamakum Lahayrich. Al-Kabanim, that's the first you say that there's a concept of Kedusha Stuma, and you have two birds, whichever one you make for a Chattas is a Chattas, whichever you make for an Ayla is an Ayla. So Mela, that's why, if an Ayla is Nisarev with a Kan Chayva, or a Chattas is Nisarev with a Kan Chayva, so then, as many chatayis are there in the Kan Chayva, that's how many birds are going to be kosher. Because you can't do any of them. Let's say a chatas is nesarev in a Kan Chayva. Let's say you have a Kan with two birds, and a chatas is nesarev with them. You don't know which of the birds are the chatas and which of the birds is your Kan Chayva. So you could take one of these birds and make it a chatas, because any of the three birds could initially be a chatas. But once you made one of the birds a chatas, you can't make any of the other two birds left, you can't make any of them an oila, because maybe you're using the chatas that originally got mixed in. And you can't make any of them a chatas, because maybe the first bird you made was from the cane chayva, and the second bird is also from the cane chayva, and kumtais, you're taking both of the two birds of the cane chayva, making them both a chatas. Once you made one a chatas, automatically the other one has to be an oila. Now the Mishnah is also mavur, that it's not just one cane that could be stuma. Let's say somebody is mafresh multiple kinim. They're mafresh two kinim, or three kinim, or 10 kinim. They have 20 birds. Tell them are chatas, tell them are an oila. Or they have two kinim, they have four birds, two of them are chatas, two of them are oila. All of the birds are stuma. If you have 10 kinim, 20 birds, the kain could take any 10 of the birds that make them a chatas and any other 10 that make them an oila. But once he made 10 birds a chatas, so then the other 10 are automatically oilas. If he only made 9 birds into a chatas, so of the 11 birds left, any one of the birds could be a chatas or an oila. But only one chatas, after one more chatas is made, then the rest are automatically nikvah to be oilas. That's the akdama, that's the aside that you have to understand before going through the whole kinim, where all these mix-ups, all these teruvas of birds, when they're stuma, you could have two birds that are stuma, one's a chatas, one's an oila. You could have four birds that are stuma, with two chatas and two oilas, any of these four birds, any two of them could be chatas, any two of them could be oilas, so it's not going to be nikva, you don't have to stop ringing them until you know you brought two, or till there's a chash, I mean that you brought two of the chatais, then you can't bring any more chatais from the collection because you ran out of chatais of this particular group, and you have to be afraid that you're bringing an oila and you're bringing it lamata as a chatas. So this is the Mishnah, that in Mishnah base it says if an oila was nisarev with kinim, you could make as many oilas as the kinim are there. Because until you finish with the oilas of the kinim it got mixed up with, if it's one kan, then it's one oila you can make. If, let's say, you have a group of birds that have 5 kanim, 10 birds, so you can make 5 oilas, an oila was nesarev, you can't make any chatayis because an oila was nesarev, but you can make 5 oilas, because until you did 5 oilas, mimanavshach, if it's the bird that was nesarev, that's an oila. If it's the birds from the Khan, you have 5 oilas until you ran out of oilas. Huadin, if 10 oilas was Nisarev with one Khan, you could do one oila. That's the oilas of the Khan. After that, you have to be afraid that maybe you're taking the other bird from the Khan, which is now definitely a Chatas. When two groups of birds are Nisarev Zebezeh, that's Mishnah Gimel, if they're equal, if the both groups have an equal number of birds, so then half of it is kosher. You take a quarter of the total amount of birds make it a oila, and a quarter of the total amount of birds and make it a chatas. As long as the amount of oilas and chatas you make together don't exceed an entire group, one of the groups, then you know you're safe. And if they're not equal, so then the amount of the mu'ud is kosher. If you have a group of four birds getting mixed up with a group of 10 birds, so you could take four birds, make two an oila, two a chatas. Either way, you know for sure that you didn't do anything wrong. But to make any more than two oilas, you make a third oila, then you're afraid that maybe all three oilas you made were from the smaller group, and the smaller group only has two oilas. That's the aside of Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. Now the shaila is, what makes, when you have groups of birds, what makes them one group? What makes all these birds belong to the same group? That means any amount of these birds could be, any one of these birds could be a chatas and oila. In this entire group, half of these birds are chatas, half of these birds are oilas, but it could be any of the birds. And then you have another group, which half of those birds could be chatas, half an oila. But what separates the groups? What makes them two separate groups? Now, l'chara, I would assume, if the one is being makdish, it says clearly that these two are a separate group from these two, that would make them separate groups. But the shailas, let's say, the one who was makdish the groups didn't say clearly. So I think there's a very sadistic machlekes, Riven and Balamor, right here on the Mishnais. And I think also, in this machlekes, at least one of them, of the machlekes, Riven and Balamor, is a machlekes Rashi and Tosis in Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin, like I'll explain. The Mishnah says, about this question of the two groups of birds being this Arif, and then you only could make the amount of birds that correspond to the smaller group. The Mishnah says, "Beimi shem echad, beimi shnei shemais, beimi isha achas, beimi shtei nashim." This then applies whether the karbanos are all from the same shem, like the Mishnah explains, it means that both karbanos from Leda or both karbanos from Ziva, or they're from shtei shemais, that means one group is from Leda, one group is from Ziva, and it doesn't matter if it's isha achas or shtei nashim. You could have shtei nashim in one shem, two nashim bringing from Leda. Or shtei nashim with shtei shemis, one isha from Leda, one isha from Ziva. The Mefarshim say the reason why the Mishnayis keep referring to the owners of the kinim as nashim is because it's much more common in nashim. Leda is common, Ziva for an isha is much more common than Zava for an ish. But you can have two nashim with one shem, two nashim with two shemis. So there's a machlekes Ravid and Balamor, Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah. The Ravid says, now what the Mishnah means is, what makes it one group or two groups, it doesn't matter if it's one Isha, if it's one Shem, if it's two Shemais, if it's one Isha, if it's two Nashim, that's not Keveya. What's Keveya is, were they all Mukdish together? Were they all bought together? Or were they bought or be Mukdish separately? If you have one Isha that has a Leda and is Mafresh Kain, and has another Leda, and is Mafresh another Cain, these two kinim are separate. If they get mixed up, so you can only bring one Chattas and one Oila, the other two birds will have to be a Musu, because each Cain is separate, each Cain has its Chattas and its Oila, you cannot bring two Chattas or two Oilas from either Cain. But if they were Makdish it together, even if it's two Shemus, let's say the Isha was both the Aledis and a Zava, so she needs two kinim, and she was Mafresh, four birds for her Leda and her Ziva, that's one big Cain. Any one of these four birds, any two of them could be Chatas, any two of them could be Ayla. And who would then Shtei Nashim? Even Shtei Nashim, if they're Mafresh it separately, so each one is its own Cain, or if they're Mafresh multiple kinim separately, each one is its own group. But if two Nashim a mafresh it together, then it's one big group for the two nashim, and even though it's two nashim's carbon, but any one, let's say two nashim, each of them owed, let's say, two kinim, and they will mafresh everything together, so now they have eight birds, any one of these four birds could be oilas, any four of these birds could be chatais. It's one big group. So there's Rav that is learning up the Mishnah that there makes no difference if it's Shem Echad, if it's Shnei Shemais, if it's Isha Achas, if it's Shtei Nashim. You could have a case of two different groups that each group has to have its chatas and oila or its chatais and oilas by itself. And you could have a case where it's one big group and in the entire group half has to be chatas, half have to be an oila, and any half could be chatas, any half could be oila. It's all totally on one thing. Anytime you mafresh it together, it's one big group. Anytime you mafresh it separately, it's separate groups. That's the Ravitz Pshat. The Baal Amar, who always refers to the Ravitz Pshat as the Pirish HaChacham, he argues. He says, I have a different Pshat. The Pshat's like this. Isha Achas has one din, whether it's Shem Echad or Shtei Shemais, and Shtei Nashim has its different din, whether it's Shem Achas and Shtei Shemais. When the Mishnah says, Bei mi Shem Echad, Bei mi Shnei Shemais, Bei mi Isha Achas, Bei mi Shtei Nashim, means like this. By Isha Achas, there's no difference Shem Echad and Shtei Shemais, and by Shtei Nashim, there's no difference Shem Echad and Shtei Shemais. Isha Achas always would have its din, and Shtei Shemais would always have the other din. And what's the pshat? That as long as it's Isha Achas, even if you were makdish the birds from Shtei Shemais, and I think he means even Mezeh Chazeh, as long as it's Isha Achas, they're automatically going to be the same group of kinim. Automatically, they're all going to be stuma together. If one Isha has multiple kinim stumais, even though they're from Shnei Shemais, even though she is Machfish Mezeh Chazeh, they all become one big group, and any half of it could be a chatais, and any half of it could be oilais. By two nashim, faket. Even if it's two nashim ishem achas, and kol shkei from shtei shemis, and even if they buy it together, the fact that it's two nashim is going to make it behechrich two groups. You can't combine two nashim and say that it's stuma, that any of these could be Rachel's carbon and Leah's carbon. It doesn't work that way. If each isha has their own chatayis and ailos, so when you're dealing with one isha, any amount of kinim she has, they all become part of the generic group. Half of it could be chatayis, half could be ailos. When you have two nashim, even if they makdish the birds together, they bought the birds together, it's impossible by two nashim to say that each one of these birds could be from this isha's carbon or from that isha's carbon. The fact that they're two nashim automatically makes it into two groups. I mean, the emes is the Mishnais in the second parak, when it refers to two groups, it refers a number of times to two nashim. Ketzet shtei nashim, the Mishnah says, lezu shtei kinim, lezu shtei kinim. And then the next Mishnah, lezu achas, lezu shtayim, lezu gimel. It constantly refers to different nashim. According to the Baal Amar, it's dafka. That is the only case of two groups. By isha achas behechrich, any of the birds of one could be half chatais, any of the other half could be oilais. According to the Ravid, you have to say urchad nivel sinaka. Normally, one isha would makdish all her birds at the same time, and then they're all one group. And when it's two nashim, normally each one would makdish it separately, and then it's two groups. But according to the Ravid, it's totally simply on if you makdish it together or separately. According to the Baal Amar, that's not what it's totally on. It's totally on whether one isha was makdish the kinim, and then they will all automatically become part of one group, or two nashim were makdish the kinim, and then they'll be separate groups. Now this machlokes, Baal Amar and Ravid, whether two nashim could be one big group, one big kedusha stuma for both nashim, or if it's two nashim behechich, it's two groups, I think it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Erevin on how to explain the very next Mishnah here. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtei Nashim Shalachu es Kineim Be'erev. If you have two Nashim that bought the birds together, or they had the money together, and they gave the money for the Kain to buy the birds together. So the Kain could make any of these birds, any of these four birds into a Chatas, any of these four birds into an Ayla. It does not matter if the two Nashim are both coming from this, from one shem, they both have Leida, they both have Ziva, or two Shemis, one with Leida, one with Ziva. So the Gemara in Eirvin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, asks Akasha, here's Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is discussing, does Rabbi Yossi hold Ein Breira or Yesh Breira? And the Gemara says, I have a Raya from this Mishnah, Yesh Breira. The only way the Kayin could get that these two birds should be hers, and these two birds should be Rachel's, these two birds should be Leah, is only on Yedei, the din of Yesh Breira. So it's a Raya, Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abba Hasam Kishihisnu. That's talking about when they made a Tanai. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush they made a Tanai? So the Gemara says, Kamash Mon Kedar Afchista, that the Kina Manat Nisparashim El Belkichas Bailam Ebasiyas Kayim. That's the whole Gemara there in Erevin. So the Shaila is, what's the case of Hisnu? Right? The Gemara first said that the reason why it works is Alzbreira. They bought it together. What made that these two birds are Rachel's and these two birds are Leah? The Gemara says the din of Yesh Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, we have a kasha. The Gemara says, no, they were Hisnu. What does it mean, Hisnu? So Rashi says, it was Hisnu Anoshim Beneim Shekol Mishiyankav Akayin L'shma Yehesh Shalah. That the women were Masna between themselves, that whatever the Kayin does for each lady would taka be for that lady. Frektais Akasha, but how would that work without Breira? Even if they were Masna. But they bought it together. They didn't designate which one's hers, which one's Rachel's, which one's Leah's. But they made up. Whatever the Kayin does, that's what we agreed to. So if I did Zbreira, and the Ridva explains the Kash a little better. The Ridva says, what was the Tanai? Was it Tanai that we're buying four birds, two for me and two for you, but which two are for me and which two are for you? The one the Kayin decides is for me. So Mikara, that's for me. The one that the Kayin decides is for you, Mikara, is that's for you. That's Mamish Breira. That is the case of Yesh Breira. It's like Shnei Lugan, Shnei Asad Lahafrish. I say two Lugan are going to be Truma, one, two Lugan in this barrel, which two? The ones I pick out later. These birds, two of them are yours, two of them are mine. Which ones? The ones that the Kayin decides. That's Mamish classic Breira. Elamai. The pshat is that I agree, really we made up these two birds are mine, these two birds are yours, but I agree that if the Kayin reverses it, so I agree to his reversal, and I'll give you my birds, and you'll give me your birds. If I have a carbon, and I agree that it should go to you, it doesn't work. You can't transfer ownership of a carbon. Thus, Vektaisis and Rashi. So Taisis says, you know what Hisnu Metchila means? And you know what this Mishnah means according to Gemara's Maskana, if you hold Ein Breira? It means that they Taka picked out two birds for this one, two birds for that one, for Kach Hava. And the Kayin did two birds for Rachel, two birds for Leah, the right two birds. And all the Mishnah is saying is that the Kayin could choose which is the Chatas and which is the Ayla. Like the Gemara asks, my Kamashmalan. And the Gemara says, Kamashmalan, like a Chista, that ain't a kinim esparshim ella, but lakichas baume besiyas kayin, that the kayin could choose the chatas and the ayla. But as far as which bird is Rachel's and which bird is Leah, the kayin followed instructions. They were hisnu, or when they gave the money to the kayin, the second case, the pshat, they told the kayin to take two specific birds for Rachel, two for Leah. He did that, and he did not mix them up. Come out, there's no chiddush. But that's how Taisus learns the Gemara. So what's Pshat and Rashi? So the Dvar really says Pshat and Rashi, and here the Ravid and the Pirush Rosh say it even more clear. That Be'etzim, just like which bird is the Chatas, which bird is an Ayla, why do we have to come on to Breira for that? We don't know which is the Chatas, which is Ayla until the Kayin does it. Why isn't that Breira? Terry says that's Kedusha Stuma, that's not Breira. Breira is when you need that one should be a Chatas and one should be an Ayla, and the Shaila is which is which, and the teretz is, the chalais should be, whatever happens later, that should be kara, huvra, davalim, afreya, that's what the chalais was originally, that's totally in the big machalikas, yesh breira, name breira. But by kedusha stuma, you don't need breira. The kedusha is that either one could be a chatas, either one could be an ayla, and then when the kayin makes it a chatas, so from now on it's a chatas, the kayin makes it an ayla, from now on it's an ayla. That makes a pirish in the Kedusha, but that's not a huvra adavala mafreya, that's mikana laba. So, Rashi learns, like the Ravid, that in Kedusha stuma, this I'm learning, Taisus holds like the Balamar. Taisus holds Kedushas Stuma is benigeya whether it's a chattis or an oila. Then is a din Kedushas Stuma. It's neither a chattis nor an oila. There's one chattis here, one oila here. They have Kedushas Stuma. It could be a chattis, it could be an oila. The point is, one's a chattis, one's an oila. Or if you have a few kinim, two's a chattis, two's an oila, five's a chattis, five's an oila. But any one of the five could be any one of the ten, any five of the ten could be a chattis, any five of the ten could be an oila. But benigeya two nashim, that's not shak such a thing. So that's, the Gemara is a gevaldig akasha, the way Taisus learns. You can't stam take two birds and make them a chattis and two birds and make them an oila. What made that these two birds belong to this isha and these two birds belong to that isha? No, there's nothing kavei in that except for the Nineveh Shmir. There can't be a din kedusha stuma legabi that. That's what Taisus holds. And the only Taisus to the akasha is that they were taka kavei in that. And the Mishnah doesn't mean it's not Nikva. It is Nikva. We have two birds that belongs to Rachel, two belongs to Leah, period. And what's the Chiddush? That we don't know which is the Chattas and which is the Eila, and the Kayin's Kaveh, which is the Chattas and which is the Eila. That's Taisus Mahalach. That's like the Baal Amar. But Rashi holds it is Shaykh Kedushas Stuma by two Nashim, like the Raivin, and this is how Taka the Raivin learns here. Now the Gemara's Kasha was that Bishleim Legabi, what's the Chattas, what's the Eila? There's a din that a seas kain is kaveh, which is the chattis, which is the ayla. Mashayin came, which birds belong to Rachel, which birds belong to Leah, there's no din of a seas kain b'chai gavna. The Nashim decide. As I stay in the Rashi there, in Erevin Daf Lam and Zayin, in the Gemara's Kasha, that kviya shame bailam, he says, is ain't a tali b'kain. B'negeya, which is the chattis, which is the ayla, that's tali b'kain, that's a seas kain. But Benegay, the Kviya Shem Bailam, that's not totally in the Kayin. So when they have a one big group of birds that's a Kedusha Stuma between Rachel and Leah, there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that the Kayin made certain birds for Rachel, certain birds for Leah. And the Nashim never were Kaveya that. So Benegay, Chattis and Ayla, that's up to the Kayin to be Kaveya. Benegay and this, the Nashim have to be Kaveya. So if you hold Yesh Breira, so come dice. The Nashim afterwards, when they find out, they agree to what the Kayin did. So it's Hover Adav L'Mafreya, which one is his, which one is hers. But if you hold Ein Breira, it doesn't work that way. You have to know B'Shas Meisa. B'Shas Meisa, the Nashim don't know about it. Zag Di Gemara, the Nashim said Mitchila that they wanted it to be, I'll be whatever the Kayin does. But that doesn't mean Breira. That's just the pirish of the of a Kedusha Stuma. But this is the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds the Kedushas Stuma is only whether it's an oil or a chattas, but whether it belongs to this isha or that isha, there is no din Kedushas Stuma, and the only way you could have birds that could belong either to this or to that, depending on what the Kayin does, is only on the process of Breira, that the pshat is that you put in Kedusha and you're saying two of them should be Rachel, two of them should be Leah, the two that the Kayin picked for Rachel should be Rachel, the two that the Kayin picked for Leah should be Leah. But that's Breira. And if not, you need his tumatchil mekach, meaning that there was a specific two that was Rachel, a specific two that was Leah, and the Kayin kept to that. That's like the Baal Amar, that there can't be a Kedusha Stuma from two different owners, two different Nashim, two different owners of the kingdom. Mashenke Rashi, the way the Ritva explains, the way the Ravid explains, the way the Rosh explains, the Avada, it could be a Kedusha Stuma. Avada, it could be a Kedusha Stuma that any one of these, any two of these four birds are Rachel's and any two of these four birds are Leah's. And you can have a Zach Kedusha Be'etzim and you wouldn't have to come on to Breira. The only thing is, what was Kaveya that these are Rachel's, these are Leah's? The Asiyas Kain is not Kaveya that. You need the Noshim to be Kaveya that. And they didn't know about it beforehand. Teretz is, oh, Hislamat Gilamakach, so male, they were Kaveya. They, Gufa made the Tanai that the Kain should be Kaveya that. So now everything's good. But that's the Machlekes Rishayim. The Rambam, even though he paskins Ein Breira, he doesn't even paskin a Histu Matkila Mikach. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam held that Histu Matkila Mikach was only the Havamina. The Maskana said, Gemara, you don't need Histu Matkila Mikach. So I think that could also only stem with Rashi and the Ravid, that the Pshat is that there is Kedusha Stuma. Also on the concept of whose carbon it is. It's also Sasim, could be either one's carbon. There is a Din Kedusha Stuma Legave that. So the Gemara is mashma, though, that the pirish of that Kedusha Stuma has to be done by the Nashim. And if there weren't histu metchila mekach, the only way the pirish of that Kedusha would work is al yidei Breira. And the Rambam saying l'maskana, no, the kohen can do it. It's ke'ilu the nashim told him he could do it. However, you're going to learn or be'etzim Rav Chista's din that the kohen can be mefarish. The siyas kohen is mefarish. One's a chatas, one's an ayla. Could also be that the siyas kohen is mefarish. Which one's rachos? Which one's layas? But it's also out if you're going to say that there is a din stuma, a kedusha stuma, even benegayah to nashim like the Ravid, not like the Baal Amar. Just to see him, one small ara on the, one more ara on the Gemara in Erevin, than on the Gemara's Kasha, where the Gemara asks that you need Breira for it to work, and the Gemara's Havimina. So Rashi says, because if you wouldn't have Breira, so then it blibes like it's Shaloy L'Shem Bailam. And the Chat of Shaloy L'Shem Bailam is Pasul, and the Oil of Shaloy L'Shem Bailam is Ein Oil of Bailam Dechai Vasa. So if it's not clear, we don't have Breira telling us which two birds are Rachels, which two birds are Leis, so the mice will be a problem of Shaloy L'Shem Bailam. And that also, Taisus has a kasha. And that Taisus says, why? If you have two korbanos that get mixed up from two different owners, you don't know which is which. So you mark of each one, l'shem yishu. The problem of shle l'shem balam is only when you say lahedya on a korban that's really from one balam, that the korban should be ale for another balam. That's a din of shle l'shma. There's a din of shina kaidish, a din of shina balam, that you did it lahedya l'shem the other balam. Mashen, can you do it stoma? That's the din. If two people's korbanos get mixed up, you mark of each one, l'shem yishu. So Taisha says the problem is like this. If in the Havamina where you needed Breira to shtel avek, which one's Rachel, which one's Leah's, if you didn't shtel it avek, so maybe the two that you put Lamata, they're both Rachel, and the two that you put Lamala, they're both Leah, so that can't work, because Leah can only have one Chattis and one Ayla, and Rachel can only have one Chattis and one Ayla. That's the problem. So Rashi could be his maskim, and that would also be a problem. Just Rashi is saying that you have a worse problem. They're all possible, because of Shini Bailam, the first answer, the Taisus Rush, and the Taisus Ridin Erevin, and the Ganyankov was Mechavin to it. That Rashi holds that when you have a carbon that's Mavuri for one Bailam, which got mixed up with a carbon that's Mavuri for a different Bailam, so then you can mark if each one stop, and a Mamela will go for the Bailam, Stamel Shmaka, a Mamela will go for the Bailam that's the real owner of that Bailam. Hashengen, if you hold name Breira, at this point in the Gemara, where he wasn't aspirish only Aliday Breira, so the pshat was Be'etzim. Be'etzim is no, it's a chalais which is Be'etzim, not Mavur. Like when the Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis, it's not pshat, one of them is no Kadesh, it's one specific one, and we don't know which one. It's Be'etzim, not Mavur. It's one, but it's Be'etzim, not Mavur, which one. So when you have such a thing by Karbanis, that the carbon belongs either to her or to her, and it's not mavur which one, there is no stomel shmakai. And that would be called shini balim. That would be a problem of shini balim. You wouldn't be able to say stomel shmakai. I mean, it sounds like the machlekes is, let's say two people are chayiv a carbon, and there's two behemoths, and they send the shliach or whatever it is, or they buy it together, and they say one of these kabanas should be for him, one of the kabanas should be for him, and we don't care which is which. They'll bring both Karbanis and they'll both be Yitzah. Taisa says it's fine, because it doesn't have to be Mavur. One's his and one's his. It's not Mavur, fine. But Lamai said they're both, he got both of them. And Rashi says, no. If the Karban's going to end up not Mavur in the end, if at the time of that Krov it's not Mavur, that's a sign of Shini Bailam. That's a sign of Shlel Hashem Bailam. That's what Achreinim say a Teretz to Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.